to another episode of Central Coast. I almost just said welcome to another episode of So You Think You Can Dance. I don't know why, but this is not a TV show.
I think I can dance, but I would definitely be voted off.
This is Central Coast and Corked. We're not here to talk about dancing. We're here to talk about wine.
Yes. And the raging party going on across the street. I hope you guys can hear like a little bit of the bass going on. Because we are sitting outside at Stolo in their beautiful little lawn.
Yeah.
And the people across the street are like having a rager.
Stolo is like perfectly located just outside of that.
It took us what, like 5 minutes from town?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not bad.
They're outside of Cambria on Santa Rosa Creek Road. Mm-hmm. And we have not gone in yet to taste. We're just sitting outside. They have this beautiful lawn area. There is cornhole set up. There's some picnic tables. So I'm really excited to go in. And
I'm excited.
I lived in Cambria and we rode our bikes out here and
ooh,
went wine
that
tasting.
Would be nice.
Yeah. So I remember really liking the wine. I didn't buy any because I was on my bike and I didn't have a backpack. But I do remember liking the wine.
Sorry, you guys. I'm so distracted by this party. Like, I just want to go dance. Yeah. Show my sweet So I Think I Can Dance moves.
Well, let's give you some wine and then you're really going to think you can dance.
All right. We'll see you guys after.
All right. Bye.
Okay, there you go. Fair enough. So, start at the top.
Are we recording?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yep. This is our Gewürztraminer.
Cool.
So, first, welcome to Stolo Vineyards. Just a little bit about us. We're a small batch winery and vineyards. So, both on site. We're kind of the only ones on the coast doing that.
Yeah.
There's another winery, and there is one more vineyard out here. But we do it all here.
Yeah.
So, we're 100% estate. So from ground to glass, every single thing's done right here on site.
Oh, cool.
And we feature, you can tell, we're only 3 miles from the coast, so cool climate varietals. Uh-huh. They're all natural dry, so we don't get that hot sun and sugar buildup, and a little bit lower in alcohol, a little bit less acidity. So this is our Gewürztraminer. Really nice Gewürztraminer, very fruit forward, a little weight on the tongue.
Yeah, and unique. Really, I mean, there's a couple places in Slo or
right.
in the valley that do Gewürztraminer.
Yeah, yeah. You have Claiborne Churchill, and then I think Castoro grows Gewürz as well.
Cool.
So, but yeah, so enjoy. Let me know
awesome.
If you have any questions.
Thank you. I do like white peach. It's so cute.
I do get that stone fruit. I know. I really like this barn door. Photo. It's a photo. Not a picture. All right.
Boom. Sorry. I'm so into that party across the street.
So good.
I actually like it.
Yeah. I was expecting it to be, I don't know why I was expecting it, because from the way she described it, I shouldn't have expected this, but the nose made me think that it was going to be, have a little bit more fruit on the palate, but it's really, like I'm getting more like acidity out of it and more of like minerality.
Yeah, I actually would like drink a glass of that.
Yeah.
And that is not usually the case with the wine that starts with a G that I can't say. Gewürztraminer, right?
Gewürztraminer, yeah.
It's because I've been listening to that.
Or Grüner Veltliner.
Yeah, okay. Not even trying that one. Is that the same thing though?
No.
Oh.
They're different.
Way to confuse me.
You could just call it Gewürz.
Gewürz.
My Gewürz hurts. So, what kind of a situation would you drink this wine? If you were going to drink a glass of it,
like,
when would you drink it?
When I left my house, it was finally like hot out. It's been kind of on the chilly side for summer. And I was kind of sad that I couldn't stay home and float in my pool. And
yeah.
I would love this while floating in my pool.
Yeah. I could see that too.
Because it doesn't need food.
No.
It's tasty and kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But it's light.
And it's like, it is interesting, but it's not so much of like, oh, I need to think about this. It's like, oh.
I just want to sip it, and every sip will taste good.
Right.
I won't get bored.
Yeah. You're not going to be tired of drinking the same thing.
Wine and men. You don't want them to be boring.
Right. Quote of the day. Wine and men should not be boring. Okay, when would I drink a glass of this? I would definitely drink this during the day. I would say that this would probably be an appropriate early afternoon to late morning wine.
I could see that, yeah.
I think it's like, first of all, like I could drink it with brunch.
Yeah.
Or I could drink it alone.
I feel like it would make a nice sangria, especially with like the fruit flavors.
I picture myself like in a white dress, like
wow,
white.
That escalated.
A white cotton flowing dress, wow, on a very nice green lawn, like kind of like that green lawn out there. And maybe I'm wearing a big brimmed hat.
I mean, we could come back tomorrow and make that happen.
I'm wearing a big. I can't. I have to work. Tomorrow's Monday.
Details.
Some of us have to work on Mondays. And wear a big brimmed hat.
Sucks for you.
And yeah, maybe there's like tulips planted nearby.
Wow. So I've been watching Gossip Girl. Yeah. The last 24 hours while Kurt's gone, and I feel like you just described that like white party that they go to.
Oh yeah, I would drink this at the white party because it's white wine, white party.
Perfect. If you spill, it won't matter.
Right. It's great.
And low alcohol is always good.
Yeah.
Especially if you're starting early in the day.
Yeah.
I think.
I agree.
Depends on the day. If he's boring, you want high alcohol. No,
Are we ready for our Sauvignon Blanc?
Yeah. We really enjoyed that one.
Oh, good. We had it. A lot of people get kind of scared and intimidated by it, but it's
It's really one nice. That, like, I probably, if I was here and not recording, I would have been like, oh, we can skip that one.
Right.
But I'm really glad that we didn't because I actually did like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't let people skip it. I don't let people skip that, like, or the Chardonnay. So this is our Sauvignon Blanc.
Thank you.
If you need one. And just won gold in Sunset Magazine's wine competition.
Neat.
So it's got a real unique, like, apricot right up in front, mm-hmm, and then that grassy, typical lemon-lime grass salt finish and stuff.
Right.
So it's a real refreshing, great food wine.
Yeah.
Great with salads and seafood and everything. So
cool.
Thank you.
Ooh, that smells like a Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, but
feel it in my
in your jaw.
My jaw already.
Oh man, my allergies are
good. Once I got past that initial
I get the apricot. Like I definitely get the like grassiness in the front, but then like that apricot comes through, and I feel like that gives it a really nice.
And fresh thyme is interesting. I don't think I've ever heard that as a way to describe wine.
Maybe on the palate.
I don't think I do either, but I love the idea of it because I love thyme. I put it in everything.
Cat, though, almost.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that. I like it, but I don't think I would pay $27 for it.
It really has a little bit of a pucker factor.
It does,
which I kind of like. The back of my cheeks.
I feel like maybe if I was sitting outside and it was warmer, because I actually do like that. Like, there's one Sauvignon Blanc in particular that comes to mind that I buy that's very cheap, and it kind of has that, and I love it when it's really hot.
I like how it smells more than I like how it tastes.
Agreed. I want this to be a candle.
Yeah. Can we make this a candle?
Maybe.
Great.
So next I think we have the rosé, and I've like a lot of people, their rosé and their Pinot Noir, I've heard the most about.
Yes, I definitely remember the Pinot Noir for sure. I don't remember them having white wines. But.
So they have the Estate Chardonnay and then the Estate Reserve Chardonnay.
Yeah. And they also have an Estate Syrah.
Ooh. Maybe that's what I've had before.
I think that's the one that I really liked when I had it. I mean, whatever vintage I had when I was here. I just saw the tasting notes for the Chardonnay, and it's like pear and vanilla cream and tangerine. And now I'm very curious about what this is going to smell like.
Yeah. I think we have to do the rosé first, though.
I know. I'm really bummed.
Lemon, lime, rose petal, and raspberry. That's all of it's intriguing.
Yeah.
And look, thyme comes in again down here.
Oh, cool.
Hi. All right, so this is our rosé of Pinot Noir. And Nicole Pope, our winemaker, she likes to do a very, very gentle press on it. She does foot stomp it,
mm-hmm,
to not break the seeds, and then leaves it in contact with the juice for only 4 hours.
Okay.
So it's got that real pretty rose gold color.
Yeah.
You do get the lemon-lime zest kind of at the front. I get a little pink grapefruit. And then that little bit of a rose on the finish. I would recommend it as a cheese wine.
Ooh.
I had it with like some
cheese.
Double cream brie the other day. It was fabulous. It really kind of bought that like fattiness of the cheese with the acidity.
I like everything about that.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you. I don't get any citrus on the nose, really. I get rose petal for sure.
I do if it gets closer to my nose.
Yeah, you really gotta put. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like if you, I'm like giving you a drink at your nose. You're gonna snort the wine. This wine.
You like people going by on bikes.
It's me 6 years ago. I did not wear a reflective vest.
This is a really popular bike road.
It is. Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've driven on this and been like, okay, please don't kill anybody.
To yourself? You said that to yourself. Please don't kill anybody, Jamie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes bike riders are like aggressive.
They are. They're a little crazy.
That is very, very citrusy when I drink it.
Okay, I'm ready.
I don't know that I get much rose, but I'm not sure that I know what like rose petal would taste like either.
I can definitely see how this would pair well with cheese.
You like cut that fat.
It like that one really, that even more than Sauvignon Blanc, mm-hmm. like got the back of my like my jaw joint.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it would really cut through some fat there.
Yeah. It'd probably be good with bone marrow.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I'm like not eating meat anymore.
You did say that.
I did tell you that.
I'm not sure I believe it. I haven't had any.
I haven't been completely vegan. I had a milkshake yesterday. And
if you become a vegan, like, that might be too much.
I'm just like not really putting any labels on it, and I'm not I'm not committing and saying I'm gonna do this.
So
forever.
You're saying that if we go back to Sage, you're not gonna eat the steak tartare.
As of today, I would not eat the steak tartare, but that could change.
I feel like you would look at that.
I could be fluid.
And you would be like, I'm food fluid.
I'm food fluid.
So you blend your food? Like. I feel like
no, I just,
that
mind.
Was yeah,
go yeah, a little too far. Yeah,
it's too much. That was, I think about that meal all the time. That was one of the better meals I think we've had.
I mean, that steak tartare is amazing.
Amazing.
It's really good. It was way better than that one at that other
way,
place.
I think it was Kraft.
Kraft, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it was so much better. That entire meal was so much better. I was really, Tom Colicchio really let me down.
Yeah, personally. He personally cooked that meal. And
he did.
Let us
he made it specifically for me.
We're being sarcastic, in case you can't tell.
No, we went to his restaurant, and it was disappointing. Very disappointing.
We're not quite that big to have the chef personally make us
yet.
The meal. But we will, eventually.
So they have music here all the way through October.
Oh, really?
Yeah, May to October, 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturdays.
Very neat. I mean, they've got the perfect spot for it.
They do. And they have, like, a variety of bands. You know, sometimes it's, like, the same four people yeah. over and over again. I do know that they have, they have snacks available in the tasting room.
Oh, I just heard her say cheese is in charcuterie.
Okay, so they don't allow dogs on the meadow, but they do in here, I think. I know that they have a specific, like, dog rule. I want to make sure I'm understanding your little thing correctly.
Okay.
Dogs are welcome in here, but not on the grass.
Dogs, during our regular business hours, mm-hmm. dogs are welcome on the grass.
Oh, okay. It's just during
yeah.
the music.
Just during music, it gets a little crowded.
Okay.
We're trying to be stricter about that.
Yeah.
But we just try not to have them in the tasting room because of the working winery and everything. So, but no, they are welcome on the
okay,
grass.
Okay, but they're not allowed inside.
Right. Not allowed
oh,
inside.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Yeah, just on a leash out in the meadow.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
And then is this correct? No tastings poured during music hours. Does that mean in here you're not pouring any tastings?
It's we've actually will do tastings. Okay. It's the first couple of concerts we had were really really crowded.
Yeah.
Like Jill Knight. I don't know if you know. She's
yeah.
very very popular. Mm-hmm. And I mean we had people. We had to like direct park. People were parking in the vineyards.
Oh my goodness.
Everything. So it gets a little crazy to try and do. We can't dedicate a lot of time. To talking
yeah.
to people
yeah.
and doing as much.
That makes sense,
so.
Yeah.
But most people, they come in, they'll taste one or two and then buy the bottle.
Cool.
That's essentially it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody raves about it.
It's a lot of fun. It's great. Yeah. People bring their chairs and their picnics and buy some local sandwiches and,
yeah.
in town. And it's just a nice day. Nice being out there. All right, so here is our Chardonnay. And... only about a quarter of it goes into new French barrels.
Okay.
So it's not real oaky, big, buttery chard. It's just, I think it's really well balanced. Got a little bit of acidity, but you still get that kind of creamy,
yeah,
nice Chardonnay finish. A lot of minerality on it as well. And the ladies over there talked me into opening our reserve Chardonnay, so we can do a comparison.
They twisted my arm. Awesome. Thank you to them. I get pear. I think the other thing I smell might be like that vanilla, but it's not, I wouldn't call it that. It's something creamy, but it's not vanilla to me.
That is like, it's Chardonnay-y, but it's not.
It's lighter, like the mouthfeel to me is lighter than than your usual Chardonnay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it tastes like a Chardonnay.
And that like after like breath,
yes,
is very Chardonnay-y.
Yeah.
I'm curious to try the other one too, because it has completely different like honeysuckle, green apple, whetstone versus like pear, vanilla cream, and tangerine.
Yeah.
Just listening to it, the other one sounds better. Like, I like those things better.
Yeah.
So this is our reserve Chardonnay. So these vines are about 10 years older
okay.
than the previous Chardonnay. They were planted before the Stolas bought the property.
Okay.
So the Stolas bought the property as a retirement home and noticed some vines up on the hill. And their daughter Maria, who was in the business, had them tested and everything. They said, yeah, you can grow out here. And so their retirement home turned into a second business.
Yeah.
So, and then about 2012, the tasting room was built. So it took a good 10 years to get really rolling and get a few vintages in.
That's awesome, though.
So it's kind of fun. So I just tasted this too because I haven't had it for a little bit. And I'm picking up some pineapple. It's got definitely more of a mouthfeel than the previous Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Almost a little bit more towards that little bit buttery side.
Okay.
But tell me what you think.
Cool.
All right.
What were you going to ask?
I'm curious. So since it's completely different grapes that are used in this one, I was wondering if like the winemaking process is also different.
Oh.
And then, like, if they, I mean, I'm guessing they wait to release this one till later, because this is 2016, and then the other one was a 2017.
I definitely prefer this one. I like how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, like, so aggressively Chardonnay-y to me. Like, I feel like it's a little bit more refined.
Definitely, like, more acidity on this one, too. Like, I feel like... And then it leaves that coating in your mouth like the other one didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the after... There's something in the aftertaste. Like, what? What is that? I wish people could see my face.
I know. You look like those rats I babysat.
Chewing with my mouth closed.
Those things were giant. They were actually kind of cute. I kind of missed them.
All right. So this is our new release, Pinot Noir. It comes from the vineyard across the street, planted in 2008. So we're kind of going to do the same comparison we did with the Chardonnay from our estate to our reserve. I think this is tasting really nice for a very young, brand new Pinot. I think you can really get like some developing deep, dark cherry out of it too. But it's a great summer red.
Cool.
Like you can not feel overburdened by like, you know, on a sunny day because if you want a red glass of red.
It's a very pretty color.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'd like want to paint my nails that color.
I totally want to drink this right now. It tastes like kind of like candy-ish to me.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way.
It has like the young fruit flavors. Yeah. Not anything like super ripe or
No. And jammy. It's not like it's not so complex that I feel like like
yeah, there's not like
it's any, just like, easy drinking, like happy easy drinking.
There's not really any, like, spice to it either, which I really like because I feel like that means I can just drink it on its own.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, like, a summertime wine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what would you pair this wine with?
Mm. Hey, you forgot to do that for, like, five of them.
I know.
I would pair this wine with floating... No, I'm just kidding. I'm
I wouldn't float in the pool with this wine.
No, I wouldn't float with this pool. Or float you with this float wine with this either. I think I'd like it with, like... I want to watch TV with it.
Okay, I was thinking I would eat a salad with it.
Well, I wasn't thinking necessarily food. Like, food seems like too average of a thing to pair with.
So. No. I know. But
like, I agree. It'd be good. Or chicken. I feel like something with chicken, like a cold chicken salad would be good with it. With like some Greek yogurt, so it had a little tartness to it.
I just picture myself sitting, when I was like thinking of the situation, I was like, would I be outside? No, I wouldn't be outside with this wine. And then I was like, what else would I be doing? I think I could be watching TV with it.
But I could eat a salad while I watch TV.
Yeah, I just pictured myself sitting at my dining table, though, like looking outside and eating my salad and drinking this wine.
Mm. Yeah, I just feel like it's easy drinking. Like, I'm happy to...
Would you drink it alone or with other people?
Either.
Yeah. I think this is, like, a suitable alone drink.
Oh, yeah. I would... Well, if I'm, like, at home watching TV by myself, I would totally open a bottle of this.
Yeah.
And I would feel fine. Like, you know, it doesn't feel like it needs anything. It's not, like... Some wines, they need food or they need something. And this one's just easy to open and drink.
Yeah. All you need is the bottle.
All you need is wine.
You don't even need a glass. So last night I opened up, I brought us a Yellowstone actually, but we didn't open it. And I was kind of afraid that it was going to be really oxidized and like not good anymore. But it was a 2001, the Fess Parker Crockett. Wine, and it's a Syrah, and I opened it and I was like, I was a little worried because the cork came out really easily, and I was like, ooh, is that like not a tight seal, like,
yeah,
you know, is it gonna be tainted? It was really good. Like, it did not taste old.
That's at cool all,
which, you know, like sometimes like I want a little bit more of that oxidative flavor, but then, you know, like some wines just don't hold up, and then it gets like the, yeah, like that other one we opened in Yellowstone. I think that's what like scared me off of opening this one. But this had held up really nice.
Cool.
And still had like plenty of structure and like, yeah. I would not have guessed that it was a 2001 if I didn't know.
What made you decide to open it last night?
Well, because, so it had been in the wine fridge before we went to Yellowstone. And then I took it out, obviously. And then I never put it back in. And I was like, you know what? I should just like open it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Are we ready for our reserve?
Yeah.
So kind of the same as the Chardonnay, 10 years older on the vines. You get a little bit richer, deeper fruit, I think, out of this one. This one needs something, I think, while the other one you can stand alone. Like a little buttery, very soft filet with a little mushroom sauce could bring out kind of the earthiness, too. Mm-hmm. Or even like a real rich, like ratatouille, I think would be like perfect with it, but great like summer meal.
Cool. Quick question.
Sure.
So on this one, and then also I think it would apply to the Chardonnay, but is there, so I know it's different fruit, but then is the wine making process like different?
No.
Okay.
No, that's what's kind of fun about them. They're actually the same, essentially the same barrel program.
Okay.
She only likes about a quarter new French oak.
Yeah.
To not impart a lot of that wood on the wine. So no, it's the same. That's what's kind of fun to compare. This is really fertile, our estate wines are real fertile soil, even sun distribution.
Yeah.
Up there, it's very rocky, a lot of limestone. And the hills, it's very windy up there, so the vines truly struggle. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of produces a little deeper fruit. And I think you get a little more smoky earthiness from our hillside as well.
Cool.
And there's something. Yeah. So... it's fun to compare the two.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're essentially the same.
It smells really good.
Yeah. It's more earthy on the nose to me.
Like that. It like smells like more like
mushrooms.
Like
now that she said
it smells more complex and like refined like than the last one. I feel like this is going to be another episode where my voice is really loud and yours is not. Because you sit like this. When you talk,
people can't see what you're doing.
I sit like this.
Fine, would you like me to?
I'm just saying, my voice is always really aggressive, and yours is like far away.
I'm trying to entice people. I'm like coy with my voice.
Anyways, I like this one. I think the last one, though, might be like my favorite wine of all of them because it was so palatable, because it was just easy, happy drinking.
I really like this one, though. I agree that I want to have something with it.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying it.
It's totally different from the last one.
It's very different from the last one.
If I were definitely to, get that would, limestone.
What would you be doing with this wine? Like, what would you pair this wine with?
I don't know. I feel like I'm not very good at pairing wine.
Well, not food-wise.
This one would need to be food. That this one would have to be, like, with dinner. I wouldn't just open this. I feel like this one needs something to support it, or for it to support. Which one was your favorite of all of them?
Oh, that's tough, because I really liked the Gewürztraminer.
I did, too. That was my number two.
But I also really like the last Pinot, or I like this Pinot.
I feel like this Pinot would hold up the best of any of them, like, long-term. Like, I feel like in 5 years, this one will be really good.
Where, like, the estate one, I probably wouldn't be able to wait 5 years to open it.
I wouldn't either. I'd probably wait until Thursday.
What are you doing on Thursday?
Drinking wine.
Yeah, I so those are my top three, but if you were asking me to, like, categorize them, it'd be really hard for me to, like, pick between the estate Pinot and the Gewürztraminer, just because if it was winter, I would say Pinot. But because it's summertime and I've been drinking a lot of white wine and I'm really enjoying that, and I like floating in my pool with it, and that was definitely a floaty wine. Not because there's floaties in it, but because I could float in a pool of it.
Okay. No, I agree. I get it. I think the time of the year always influences my choices.
Yeah. This is definitely a great stop for, like, summer, though, especially with, like,
For sure. Music
and... I do have our 2017.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Opened. And it's a very cool climate Syrah.
How often do you guys change your tasting menu, or is it just as things get released?
As things get released, probably.
Are these, like, all the wines you make?
We do have a reserve Syrah as well.
Oh, okay.
That we've pulled from the list. It's a little bit smaller production. It went out in our wine club, and that did score 96 points in Wine Enthusiast.
Oh, cool.
So we've pulled it from our list, and we're making it club member only right now. And then we'll see, may re-release it as a library.
Nice.
For the future. But that's other than that one, this is the list. Yeah, awesome. We used to do a blend, but Nicole really wanted to focus on 100% estate.
Yeah, cool. So I think that's awesome.
Good. All right, yeah, try the Syrah.
Thank you.
It's great. It's a real unique, very earthy Syrah.
It smells good.
Yeah. I could get that earthiness, but then there's a fruit in there, and I don't know what the fruit is that I'm smelling.
It smells like Thanksgiving to me. Fennel.
So cranberry? Oh. I'm also cranberry?
Yeah. It's probably the baking spice that you're getting.
That's not a fruit, though.
I know. But think of an apple with baking spices and then smell it. Or some other fruit you bake with. And that's what it smells like to me.
Now I want stuffing.
Me too.
This would go great with stuffing.
Thanksgiving, I'm telling you. I smelled it and I called it. It smells like Thanksgiving.
I really want stuffing now.
I really like the texture.
Yeah.
It has
nice structure.
It really makes me want to have the reserve one, because I feel like there's been such a difference in the estate and the reserve. That one would just be really good.
Yeah. No, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
This one's nice. But I do like that, like, their white wine program is, like, a little bit heftier, right? Because technically they're only making two red wines. That would be the Pinot and the Syrah. I mean, I know it's, like, technically three wines, but, like,
They're only working four.
Okay. Well, they're only working with, like, the two grapes.
Two grapes, yeah. I think it's cool that they have on, like, hillside versus flat.
Like the valley.
Yeah.
Creek bed.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Hey guys, welcome back to Central Coast Uncorked. This is my new, like, mellow Shanice phone recording voice, not my real voice.
And I was Jamie in this.
What? It's not my fault. I use, like, my normal voice, and you use this, like, weird, like, on-air voice.
My on-air voice.
Is it like my phone sex voice?
Maybe. I don't know. I hope you don't. If you're having phone sex, I hope you don't talk that quietly because I couldn't hear you.
All right. That's gross.
Anyways. The place is so cute.
It is.
It's really cute inside. It's noisy. Like, I wouldn't go there with anybody hard of hearing because they have these beautiful high ceilings and it is kind of echoey.
Yeah. Especially, like, you know, I'm sure you guys can hear it in the episode, but, like, for the first part, there was other people in the tasting room. And then when it gets really quiet, you know, no one else is in there. So that was nice. But it's really adorable. And I really like the wines. Especially, I already said my top three. Two Pinot Noirs. Oh, and I like the Syrah as well. So four, I guess.
So half the menu.
Half the menu. But I think it's really cool that they are the only winery or only vineyard in Cambria.
I don't think they're the only vineyard.
Not
I think
only
the
vineyard,
only
but
estate,
the only estate. Yeah.
Like, they're the only people making wine from their grapes here in town, which I think is awesome. And I think it's a welcome stop in Cambria.
Yeah.
Because we have little, like, all the other tasting rooms are just that. They're tasting rooms. And they're all in town, so they're not as pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, Hearst Ranch might be pretty, but that's up in San Simeon, so it's technically a different town.
Yeah, technically not Cambria. I did not realize that their tasting room had only been open since 2012, so I must have come, like, right when it opened.
Or I feel like they had something else here.
No, it was definitely that tasting room
room
I was at.
It's so cute. And it's just, there's like a little barn and these big tanks and like, it's very picturesque.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure, I should have asked and I didn't think of it, but I'm pretty sure they don't do weddings. But I'm sure if they ever started, that would keep them very busy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I would totally get married out here. It's so cute.
Yeah, I know this is a little off track, but there was a wedding in Mission Plaza yesterday, and I was like, wow, that's
cute place.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, as for Stolo, I would definitely recommend making this a stop if you're in Cambria. Even if, like, you're just popping over from Paso during the summer, trying to beat the heat, come out here.
Bring a picnic.
Yeah, bring a picnic. It's like, you get to be outside, you don't have to worry about the marine layer. And you can have some nice wine.
And it's not a million degrees.
It's like not a million degrees.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, thanks for coming with us, guys.
Yeah. Tune in next week, and we will have a new stop for you. We are getting back on track as far as doing local stops again.
Yeah, we're not in Montana anytime
soon.
Oh, my gosh. I saw this thing online that in Montana, a bear went into a house and locked itself in the closet and, like, made a little nest and was just chilling, taking a nap.
How would it lock itself in the closet?
Like, I don't know. I didn't actually read.
Fake news. I think that was clickbait.
It was, well, the picture, I didn't actually
was
open
it. Was it on Facebook?
Probably. I didn't open it, but, like.
It was definitely
the picture
clickbait.
Was so cute.
Okay, it was a fake picture.
Anyway,
speaking of Facebook, you guys, go check us out on Facebook. Go check us out on Instagram at Central Coast Uncorked. You can check out our website, centralcoastuncorked.com, and the app, which is under the same name.
But not for Apple.
Not for Apple yet. We're still working. We've been really busy. Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
We'll work on it.
We also have lives.
We also have lives. Yeah. We don't get paid yet. If you could pay us, we'll get the app up sooner.
Absolutely.
We'll take donations. All right. Yes. Tell your friends about us. Send them our way. That also helps us get the app up sooner because then we make more pennies.
That's right. You guys, we are rolling in the pennies.
We are rolling. I think we might have, like, crested $3.
Oh, we for sure did.
Oh, maybe four then.
Maybe.
We might be on our way to five.
You guys, we almost have a quarter of a tasting.
All right. We will see you next week. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.